The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says Bill Shorten has questions to answer over the case of Victorian MP Caesar Mellum. Mr Shorten is trying to distance himself from his former ally and successor as Victorian Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union. The AWU has come under scrutiny at the Trade Union Royal Commission over allegations that while he was State Secretary, Mr Mellum brokered secret deals, ripping off members. Mr Mellum resigned as Labour Party government whip in Victoria yesterday. The opposition leader has denied that there were any corrupt practices during his time at the union. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
The Royal Commission into Trade Unions is probing allegations Caesar Mellum brokered a union deal that sold out workers to the tune of $2 million a year in unpaid penalty rates in return for union donations. While the former Victorian Union State Secretary denies any knowledge of the deals, Mr Mellum's evidence was contradicted by a former colleague last week and prompted his resignation as Labour Upper House Whip yesterday. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten has questions to answer over whether sweetheart deals were done when he was the union boss.
Essentially, he's refused to answer questions here. For a long, long time, he was the leader of the Australian Workers' Union. He's very familiar with the union business model, and what we've learnt from the Royal Commission over the last few days is that the AWU in particular was guilty of ripping off workers to advance its own political position.
At a press conference in Hobart today, under repeated questioning, Mr Shorten distanced himself from his former ally when he was asked directly if there were any deals brokered during his time at the union.
In my time working as a union official, I've always put the interests of my members first every time, every time. I have no time for any workplace corruption, whoever is guilty or found to be doing it, full stop.
The issue has also continued to dog the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews in question time. Given it was the Premier's adviser, John Paul Blandthorne, who contradicted Caesar Mellum's evidence before the Royal Commission, the Victorian opposition leader, Matthew Guy, demanded to know who the Premier was backing.
Who does the Premier have confidence in, his adviser or his MP, Caesar Mellum?
The Honourable the Premier will come back to answering the question.
Thank you, Speaker. As I was indicating, Mr Mellum resigned as the whip. Mr Blandthorne has attended. Mr Blandthorne has attended, as any witness should, if requested, the Royal Commission and has participated as a witness, nothing more or less than that.
Undeterred, Mr Guy went on to draw comparisons to the former Prime Minister Julia Gillard's handling of disgraced Federal New South Wales MP Craig Thompson.
I asked the Premier, given that Julia Gillard stood Craig Thompson down from the Labor caucus for alleged union impropriety until that investigation concluded, will the Premier now do the same with Caesar Mellum?
Mr Mellum, a member in the other place, has resigned as the whip. That was an appropriate thing for him to do. The interesting point here, and the clearly obvious point, is that the Royal Commission is underway. It is ongoing. It is costing every Australian hundreds of millions of dollars. The Leader of the Opposition is not the Royal Commissioner. No one in this place is.
Daniel Andrews said it was a far-fetched and ridiculous comparison, stressing no charges have been laid against Caesar Mellum.
Sarah Farnsworth.